Minnesota, Adrian Peterson, he runs the ball. Bears get ready.
The Bears make their final trip to the Metrodome, looking to at least maintain a share of first place in the NFC North.
Game Preview is brought to you by COTG, a Xerox company.
Welcome to Chicago Bears Network Studios at Hallis Hall. I'm Larry Mayer along with Tom Thayer. And Tom, two words for you, Adrian Peterson. The Bears have struggled mightily against the run. Now they're facing the best running back in the league. What goes on Sunday in Minnesota?
Well, you got to go back and evaluate the first time they played the Minnesota Vikings. See what you did well against Adrian Peterson and what you need to make changes at. And again, the Bears' defense is in a developing process since that first game. But again, they have to be able to get solid play out of the defensive front, get the linebackers in the right position, and continue to get the support from the defensive backs. Adrian Peterson is an all-day workload. So again, you got to stop him early, try to take some initial confidence out of him.
Tom, I know you're a guy that watches a ton of tape. You're a former offensive lineman. What do you see from the Bears defense? What has been the main problem? A lot of people talk about gap integrity, missed tackles, bad angles. There's a lot of different factors. What's your perspective?
Well, if you want to take every play and break every play down during the season, everything you mentioned has been a part of the breakdown of the Chicago Bears defense. Sometimes you get exposed to players getting out of a position, a little bit over-aggressive in the early portions of the game, like you saw last week against the Rams. But again, this is a developing process. I think the more experience you give Kasim Green, Jonathan Bostic, even Shay McClellan, the young guys on the interior, the more reps they get to see from game action, the better they're going to be because they have more intelligence on how to approach the next opponent.
Tom, let's look at the other side of the ball. Does it almost come down to the fact that the Bears are going to have to win a shootout in this game?
I don't think so. I think if the Bears can get some three and outs and then give the Bears offense an advantage, I still think the Bears have a very explosive offense. They're going to be able to go into Minnesota and create some mismatches with their big receiver group. Yeah, it's going to take the opportunity for the offensive line to protect the quarterback, but again, it's going to take the running game that's going to have to get them downfield passes.
I thought there was some pressure on Josh McCown in this past game on Sunday against the Rams, and he did a great job in the pocket of moving, giving himself some extra time, and throwing the ball. What are your thoughts on Josh, and is that maybe an underappreciated aspect of his game?
Well, I think the way he knows how to manipulate the pocket, because the two offensive tackles, for the most part, were escorting the defensive ends upfield, and the interior three were strong, so he was able to climb inside the pocket. Yeah, they have some great rushers in St. Louis, and they made their plays. They have some great rushers in Minnesota. But the Bears did a nice job the first time they played him.
Tom, the Bears had a lot of opportunities to get in the end zone from the 1 yard line. They failed until the last Michael Bush run. What do you see as the problem, and what do they need to correct it?
Well, you know, there's not really, I mean, the problem, and you got to make corrections. So sometimes it's, if you're going to throw the ball on the goal line, it's just a ill-timed pass that you don't make the connection. But if you're talking about the run game specifically, a lot of times it's the balance of the stances on the line of scrimmage. It's making sure you have a point of attack that you can explode to and through the goal line. Those are some of the things that you're going to find out about your offensive line and how they work together. Because on the goal line, sometimes the combination block at the point of attack is the reason you succeed or fail in a play.
Tom, this week's Twitter question is from John Helton. He wants to know, will Fiametta and Michael Ford get more carries in view of Bush's lack of production and Matt Forte's injury?
That's a good question, John, because again, as the season wears on, the running backs take a beating, and you got to have somebody waiting in the wings for their opportunity. And Michael Ford's that guy. I think he has great ability and instincts from the running back position, but obviously he needs some experience because you got to be a blocker, you got to pick up blitzes, and sometimes you have to make sure that you're a quarterback's best friend in the backfield. However, Tony Fiametta, he's going to be the blocker. He may catch some screens and get a carry every once in a while, but he's counted on to be the lead back for who's ever at running back.
Tom, it's the exciting portion of the program where we make your case for a player that's going to have a big impact on the game Sunday. Who are you picking?
I need the Julius Peppers from 2 weeks ago against Baltimore. Here's a guy that can destroy the line of scrimmage, both versus the pass and the run game. So now you got to stop Adrian Peterson, and you have a quarterback that's playing with very little confidence. If Julius Peppers can be that guy from 2 weeks ago, look for the whole defense to work off of Peppers' play.
I'm going to go on the other side of the ball, Tom, and pick Brandon Marshall. I thought he was the Bears' best player on the field against the Rams. He's a huge impact player, capable of making plays down the field, in the end zone, in the red zone. I think he's going to have a big game on Sunday against the Vikings. Great stuff as always, Tom. I know you'll be there. I'll be there. He's Thayer. I'm Mayer. Thanks for joining us on Game Preview.
Game Preview is brought to you by COTG, a Xerox company.